This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Yesterday was National Fragrance Day. Who knew there was one? Recent survey found our favorite smells include fresh-cut grass, coffee, bacon, clean laundry, and cake. Top smells we hate: sour milk, stagnant water, armpits, dirty socks, and sauerkraut. I like sauerkraut. Don't mind how it smells at all. Well, if you're dreaming of retirement, counting down the days till you leave for the last time, you might want to rethink that. New study out of 1,000 British retirees say they're bored after 1 year in retirement. In fact, in the survey, the words used to describe retired life more than any others include boring, lonely, and quiet. But to be fair, that's in Great Britain. I mean, do they even have pickleball there? Poll of 2,000 people who work out say one in two of us has felt gym intimidation. Half of us feel that working out at a public gym is a daunting prospect, and 36% feel uneasy jogging or running in public. Personally, I don't gym intimidate anyone. I actually provide gym-spiration. People look at me working out and think, wow, I can do better than that. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. This is the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you're as old as me, this is a big comeback. Airport observation decks. Hey, it was a big thing back in the day when travelers and locals could walk out onto a deck at the airport, watch and listen to planes taking off and landing. A lot of international terminals still have them, Munich, Zurich, Tokyo, and others. And the modern observation decks include windows with bars and restaurants. They attract thousands of tourists a year. They say it's a lot harder to pull off in the U.S. because of the post-9/11 security, but Albany, Albuquerque, and Minneapolis all have them, and several more are in the planning stages. Who has the most influence on you? New study finds that when it comes to people's biggest influencer, it's mom. 41% of adults under the age of 45 said they believe kids are more likely to get advice from their mom, compared to 28% who think bloggers and social media influencers have a bigger impact. And 60% of adults surveyed said they'd pass their mother's advice on to their own kids. Biggest lessons we learn from mom? There's no such word as can't. Don't worry about what others think. If you don't ask, you don't get. Treat others as you would like to be treated. And always do your best. When do people really become adults? New study says not until their 30s. Researchers found that changes continue in the brain, which can affect behavior all the way through the 20s and into the 30s. It's not like there's a childhood and then an adulthood. Instead, people are on a journey. They don't really have everything in place until about age 40. Bring on the peanut butter whiskey. A distillery in California has figured out how to make peanut butter flavored whiskey, which is believed to be the first of its kind. Not only is it unique, but it's also good. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey was awarded a double gold medal for best flavored whiskey at the New York Wine and Spirits Competition. Cheers! Last chance to grab some of these Cottage and Lakefront Living Show Grand Rapids tickets. The show is underway and goes through Sunday at DeVos Place. Tickets are $12 each, but they're free to you as long as you stop by and pick them up in our South Haven and or Benton Harbor offices. There are several left for the Cottage Lakefront Living Show in Grand Rapids, DeVos Place, this coming weekend. Enjoy the show. Knucklehead News out of Baltimore, where a guy is facing a very real charge after robbing a convenience store while dressed as a unicorn. A big, floppy unicorn. Jacob William Rogie, and an accomplice allegedly pulled the heist at High's Dairy Store in suburban Baltimore, snatching cash and cigarettes from the roadside grocer. The 28-year-old showed up shortly before the store opened, dressed in the wild costume, smashed the front window, and helped himself to the hall. Jumped into a getaway car, but his luck ran out when driver Joseph Savesi jumped a median and totaled the car. Rogie was hospitalized with injuries and is expected to be charged for armed robbery and theft, as well as assault and destruction of property. Yes, you could say his unicorn magic ran out. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You ever see something I should buzz about, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can leave a message on our social media pages, Facebook or Twitter. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Snail mail is 11637 M140. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are posted at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. We also post them on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and, yes, Facebook as well. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present Time. Paul Leyendecker will buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.